Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhari. Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhari. Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तराचार्य श्रीमान इस डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्ट प्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती रुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर् भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 7th chapter, text number 33. Tata asadya tarasa darunam gautami sutam babandham arshatam rakshah पशुं रचनया यथा तत आसाद्य तरसा दारुणं गौतमी सुतं बबन्धामर्षतां राक्षः पशुं रचनया यथा तत आसाद्य तरसा दारुणं गौतमी सुतं बबन्धामर्षतां राक्षः पशुं रचनया यथा। तत आसाद्य तरसा दारुणं गौतमी सुतं दन्धामर्षताम् राक्षः पशुं रशनया यथा तथा आसाद्य तरसा दारुणं गौतमी सुतम् भवन्धामर्षताम् राक्षः पशुं रशनया यथा। माताजी तथा आसाद्य तरसा दारुणं गौतमी सुतम् बबन्धामर्षताम् राक्षः पशुं रशनया यथा। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग ततः देरपॉन आसाद्य अरेस्टेड तरसा डेक्स्टरसली दारुणम डेंजरस गौतमी सुतम द सन ऑफ गौतमी बबंध बाउंड अप अमर्ष एंग्री ताम्राक्ष विथ कॉपर रेड आईज पशुम एनिमल रशनया बाय रोप्स यथा एज इट वर। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। अर्जुन His eyes blazing in anger like two red balls of copper, dexterously arrested the son of Gautami and bound him with ropes like an animal. Purport. Ashwathama's mother, Kripi, was born in the family of Gautama. The significant point in this shloka is that Ashwathama was caught and bound up with ropes like an animal. According to Sridhar Swami, Arjun was obliged to catch this son of a Brahmana like an animal as a part of his duty, dharma. This suggestion by Sridhar Swami is also confirmed in the latest statement of Sri Krishna. Ashwathama was a bona fide son of Dronacharya and Kripi. But because he had degraded himself to a lower status of life, it was proper to treat him as an animal and not as a Brahmana. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। वन्देहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं संसजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते, गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी, वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च, पदिदानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। तत आसाद्य तरसा दारुणं गौतमी सुतं बबंधामर्षताम राक्षः पशुं रशनया यथा। अर्जुन, हिज आईज ब्लेजिंग इन एंगर लाइक टू रेड बॉल्स ऑफ कॉपर, डेक्स्ट्रसली अरेस्टेड द सन ऑफ गौतमी एंड बाउंड हिम विथ रोप्स लाइक एन एनिमल। हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम टू Sunday morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Currently the discussion is from the first canto, 7th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is entitled Son of Drona Punished. This canto has 19 chapters. In the first 6 chapters, after answering the 6 questions of the sages of Naimisharanya to Suta Goswami, as a conclusion to the 6th question, he said that now that Krishna has gone, Bhagavatam has descended to give direction to serve the purpose of Krishna's descent. Just like Krishna, you know, any good leader, part of the leadership is also to leave a legacy behind. So, Krishna Sudham Apagate, as Krishna was leaving, he is making sure that Dharma Jnana Divhi Kalau Nashta Drisham, people who are going to lose their vision in Kali Yuga. This is the sun, Krishna Surya Sama. When Krishna set, the sun of Bhagavat rose. So this is the sun, the exact purpose of Krishna is served in Kali Yuga through this book Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahma Samhitam. This is a practical, literary incarnation of God. So in the next 3 chapters, 4th, 5th and 6th, the inspiration, the caliber of compiler of Srimad Bhagavatam, his inspiration, his purpose for compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam, the caliber of the writer, none other than the Supreme Lord in the literary incarnation form, Vyasadeva. And in this section, from 7 to almost 16, 17 chapters, 16th chapter, birth of Emperor Parikshit, the caliber of the hearer of Srimad Bhagavatam is going to be introduced. the personality of the caliber of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shrota. And in the last two chapters, appearance of Shukadev Goswami, the caliber of speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. So basically, the first canto speaks about qualification. Qualification of this scripture, the first six chapters. Qualification of the hearer, dedicate absolutely renouncing everything else, exclusively taking shelter. And the caliber of the speaker. Atma Ramas Chamunayo Nirgranthaha. Completely detached from this world and completely attached to the personality of Godhead. So, Vyasadev is introducing in this chapter, seventh chapter, the hero of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bollywood movies and also Tollywood, I am from South India. One of my first Tamil movies was I paid 100 rupees 50 paisa or something to sit right in the front. That was the only thing I could afford as a student. This was a movie of NGR, M.G. Ramachandran. And the first part of the movie shows how this rich man is exploiting the, you know, some people. And then he's counting his money. And everyone is really desperate how to get rid of this person. And then the camera shifts and they show the two shoes, lotus feet, introduction of the lotus feet, and immediately the whole theater is going, you know, whistles and all that. That means these guys have watched every day at least two shows. So they know already. So I understood this is the lotus feet of the hero. But they didn't show it for almost 3 minutes. Only the feet. And then it starts walking. Everyone, I mean, like, excitement is increasing. And then he walks and walks and then two legs stand like this. And the camera from behind, between the 2 feet, they show that person. He's scared. That rich man who is counting money is scared. And then the rest follows. Vinashaya Diskatam Paritranaya Sadhuna Dharma Samstavna. Yay! So, in this chapter, first time, the hero of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna, is introduced. Krishna was spoken about in the very beginning, right in the first verse, Satyam Param Dhimahi. Definition of the hero was given. In the third chapter, the avatars were described and Ete Chamsakala Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Who he is also glorified. His position, his power, his opulence. Everything is described. But now, in this chapter, the hero is being introduced. And same like Bhagavad Gita. Devotee is in distress. And he desperately calls out, absolutely unalloyed surrender to the Lord. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Bhaktanam, Abhayankara, Tvam Eko, Dahyamananam, Apavragosi, Tvam Ekaha, only you, Mam Ekam Charanam Braja, Mam Evaye Prapadyante, only Krishna, no one else. So this chapter is introducing Krishna as Bhakta Vatsala. Because all other things, his killing of the demons, his protecting the devotees, don't need protection, as Prabhupada explains in one lecture. They are already liberated. They know where they are not the body. Let the body, let the world take care of the body. I have to take care of my soul. They are liberated also. They are muktatmas. Ihayasya harerdasya karmana manasa gira nikhilashope vasthasu jivan muktasa. Because they are engaged 24 hours. They are here, naraka, apswarga, tulyartha darshan. Therefore, them it's all equal. They don't need protection. The demons, for that Krishna doesn't have to come. The only reason Krishna comes to attract the heart of the living entity is through his bhakta vatsalya. That's how Krishna was introduced in the Bhagavad Gita also. Karpanya dosho pahata svabhava. He takes shelter and Krishna starts. First of all, he smiles. Prahasanniva. He smiles. Looking at the situation of his devotee and having taken shelter at the right place. And here also, the hero is being introduced. And in next few chapters, Krishna, the pure devotee, and their sweet, loving reciprocation of pure, unalloyed love and affection will be shown till that 15th chapter where Pandavas retire timely. Here, Krishna comes and protects Arjun when he takes shelter when the Brahmastra is released by Ashwatthama. No one can help when Brahmastra is released. And Arjun is confused. In the next chapter, as Krishna is about to depart to Hastinapur, Kunti comes. She stops Krishna. She prays. But at the end she says, I'm so sorry. I'm troubling you by asking you to stay back because you are going to your other devotees, Vrishni, and these are the Pandavas. Both are my relatives. Atha Vishvesha Vishvatman Vishwamurti Sukeshume Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi Dridham Pandu Vishnu Pandu Vrishni. I'm on the bodily concept. I'm asking for benefit for one and I'm depriving the other. Sorry, Krishna, you do what you want. Hari Bol. But I can't live without you. The whole wealth, opulence, whatever we have is simply because your lotus feet is touched in this holy land. If you go away to hell with the opulence, then Maheshwarya Sutra, I don't want all that stuff. This is real opulence. But her prayer reveals her heart, her attachment, her love for Krishna. And simultaneously her detachment. She says, no, if others are going to be benefited, please go ahead. But then Yudhishthir comes and requests. The Krishna, whose plan is the ultimate, thy will be done. Yudhishthir Maharaj changes the plan of Krishna. Booking kiya tha, cancellation ho gaya. Krishna cancels his ticket. Hastinapur, dayo, postpone kar do. The devotee has the power by his love. Iti drik swalila bhirananda kunde. Bhakteshu bhakter jitatvam. By the rope of love, the pure devotees bind Krishna and Krishna becomes practically helpless. So just because of Yudhishthira Maharaj's request and to reciprocate with another great soul who is lying on the battlefield for several days now, pierced by arrows where not even two fingers can pass through, for days together, with Ichhamatyu, but still wanting to see Krishna, wanting to fulfill his desire, Krishna takes the Pandavas dressed up in their best, as if they're going for a marriage, to go to Bhishma, who's about to depart from this world. Because Bhishma, his only desire was to see the Pandavas situated where they really belonged. And that is like the emperor of this whole planet. Because Bhishma sacrificed everything simply for the pleasure of Krishna, Krishna cancelled his plan to bring the Pandavas just to fulfill, reciprocate. This is Rasleela on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. It's also Rasleela. Dasya and Viryaras. It's all rasa, exchange of rasas. He is Rasaraj, Rasa Vihari. How much Krishna loves his devotees. Variety of devotees. Kunti Maharani, apparently an ordinary woman. The greatest king, the greatest commander. And then this helpless sister of his, Subhadra, and a helpless child in the womb. And then, as soon as Krishna leaving Hastinapur, it's like life leaving away from the body. For devotees of Hastinapur, it's like life leaving from their body if Krishna leaves. And entering of Dwarka, 11th chapter, is like Krishna coming, is like life coming in a dead body. Shunya itam jagat sarvam govinda virehin. And then as soon as Krishna leaves and Arjun comes back after a few months and saying that Krishna has departed, Sonya Aitam Jagat Charvam, the Pandavas depart. There is no meaning to their existence if it is not fulfilling a plan of Krishna. Okay, Krishna is done. Chalo, mera hamla bhi kaam ho gaya bas. He wanted us to fight, we fought. He's gone, we'll also leave. After this first canto, five chapters, Krishna will not appear again. This is like an advertisement. Dekho, ye banane wala hu Bhagavatam mein. Abhi, dusra srishti ki shuruaat padho abhi. How the creation is made, pradhan, panchatattva, oh sorry, pradhan and mahatattva, so many times. Because this is the prize. A taste has been given first. And now you have to wait till the 10th canto when the hero is again coming. Till then, understand him fully. But this is just a sample. So in this way, in this particular chapter, Krishna is introduced as Bhaktavatsala. That's the ultimate thing of Srimad Bhagavatam. Is simply lovingly reciprocating the pure, unalloyed, uninterrupted love of his devotees. Krishna has no other reason to come to this world. For many other expansions can handle all that stuff. So now, in this particular verse, Pashum, the word Pashu, as Prabhupada explains in the purport, is being emphasized. Nitaina bolilo mukhe, majilo samsara sukhe. Sei poshu bodo durachar. Anyone in this human form of life does not take advantage to perfect, to achieve the highest perfection. Prema pumartho mahan, Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam amalam. Then, say Pashu, Bodo Durachar, actually is an animal. Prabhupada explains elsewhere, he's like a ghost, breathing ghost. So, Janmana Jayate Shudraha Samskarat Bhavet Dvija, Veda Pathat Bhavet Vipra Brahma Janati Brahmanaha, then Vishnu Janati Vaishnava. Human life is meant to take from the lowest to the highest perfection of life. There is no other purpose. other than self-realization. And the ultimate panchama purushartha shiromani, purusha artha shiromani. Artha means a value. The ultimate value, the full value of human form of life is to achieve purushartha. Purusha artha, artha means a value. And purushartha shiromani is prema. So here, the chastity of the Pandavas towards Krishna is again and again and again shown. Recently, we were in Chitrakoot for a yatra. And in Chitrakoot, there is a beautiful place called Sati Anusuya, wherein Atri Muni and his wife Anusuya, who is known in the three worlds as the most chaste woman, one of the chaste women, they lived there in Chitrakoot. Lord Ramchandra, when he leaves for the forest, decides on the advice of Bharadwaj Muni to stay in Chitrakoot. When Bharat comes, he comes along with the army to meet him. But after a lot of discussion, he leaves with the sandals of Lord Ram, Padukas. After some time, Ram sees that the sages of Chitrakoot are little disturbed. They look at him and they turn away. They are in anxiety. So he asks, "Have I done something? Why you are disturbed?" He said, No, not you. But we have heard that there is a demon who is trying to attack this place. Therefore, we want to leave that place. And they start packing and leaving. And Ram also decides, let's also leave. Because already Bharat has come with his whole army, elephants, chariots, and this whole ecology of the forest is destroyed. We should move from this place. So, Ramayana speaks about being environment friendly also. Sensitivity to the environment. Also, he says that every time I see this place, I am reminded of Bharat. My mothers came and sat here. Sumantra came and sat here. Bharat came. You know, that memory keeps haunting me in this place. And thirdly, Kaikeyi has told me to go to the forest. If I stay here, Ayodhya Vasis will regularly make trips to come here. It will become a retreat center, not a forest. So he says, I have to leave this place. And on the way, they visit Atri and Anusuya. With Lakshman and Sita, when they reach that place, Atri Muni welcomes Ram, Sita and Lakshman, makes them sit down. And these people offer their... Because they are like... It is described, Anusuya is like an old lady, like a banana leaf shivering, and completely grey hair, white hair, shining. She's very old. They're very old. So they offer their respects. And then Atri Muni introduces Anusuya for the pleasure of Sita, Ram and Lakshman. The husband is introducing his wife. And he's quite proud of his wife because she's not an ordinary person. He says, my dear Ram, at one time in this whole kingdom, there was a drought, not just for a year, but for 10 consecutive years. There was a full drought. So much so that the rishis were practically drying up. They couldn't eat anything.
difficult for them to survive. The animals died. The birds started dying. The greenery went away. And even the plants were drying up. Seeing this situation, Anusuya, Paradukha Dukhi, Vaishnava Janato Tene Gaye, Je Pide Paraye Janere. She was feeling so bad that without this water they are suffering like anything. She performed intense tapasya. And by her austerities, she pleased the devatas and invoked Mother Ganga to appear there. Even today, Mandakini Ganga flows in Chitrakoot. That's on the bank itself is the whole Chitrakoot there. And it's beautiful. Chitra means beautiful. And Koot means the tip of the mountain. Trikoot, you know, Hemakoot. So Chitrakoot means the beautiful peak of a mountain. It's beautiful. Even today, it's so... Still now, Kali Yuga has not touched. It's a beautiful place. So, again it becomes green and Anusuya supplies all the sages with food, roots, etc. Another time, the three devis, Saraswati, Lakshmi and Parvati, they are thinking, Naraji comes and, you know, kind of agitates them a little by speaking about Anusuya in front of them. It doesn't mention this Ramayana, but it mentions in another Puranas. So they become a little disturbed. So who is this Anusuya? They go to Shivji. Shivji. And Narada says before leaving, Shivji told me, I'm just telling, that's all. Haribo. So they go to Shivji and they ask, what do you think? Aapne bola kya? Haan, maine bola. Jo sach hai, bol. Kya, hum nahi hai kya? Theek hai, aap chahe to main jhoot bolunga bas. Nahi, sach batao. Main sach bol raha hoon. She is very chaste. So they look at each other. What? You think Lakshmi is not chaste? Shivji says, in form of Sita, Lord Ram had told her, don't come to the forest with me. Did you listen? She didn't listen. And then in the forest, she saw the deer. And she said, te mala paije. Paije. Don't worry, this is not an 84 lakh species. I'm telling you, forget it. I'll get you some other. Look, what all problems you have to undergo. Anything in your chest? Listen to her husband. I said, what about Parvati? Are she is Sati personified. She couldn't tolerate the insult of her husband and she entered fire. Shivji says, but I had told her, Sati, don't, when you are not invited, don't go. All my relatives are coming, my mother is coming, my mother is there, my sisters are there, my friends are coming. Ek to social get together, ek to jungle mein rehte ho, aap kabhi le nahi le jate bahar. Come on. Okay, one time. Next time I told her, don't go, you're not invited. Your father doesn't like me. Did you listen? Sati. Then both of them said, what about Saraswati? Oh, Saraswati is very vachal. She rarely serves her husband. She is busy in her music. So they say, really? Because this is in the, you know, this is a very sweet flavor. Huh? Don't. All glories to all these wonderful demigoddesses. But they say, okay. We have to test this lady. Who is this Anusuya? And they go to their respective husbands. And they put a proposal. We want you to test Anusuya. She claims herself to be, we hear that she is super chaste. Why do you want to do that? No, you must. All right. So these three devatas, they turn into sages, sadhus. And then they go, Bhiksham Dehi, right in front of Anusuya's ashram when Atri Muni is not there. Anusuya comes out and she offers her respects and then says, please, how can I serve you? And she wants to give some bhiksha. I said, no, we are not. We want a very special bhiksha from you. We have come for a very special bhiksha. So what is that? Said, you have to feed us milk from your own body without any clothes on. This is like a most unusual request that anyone can make. And she's like, she wants to dharma parayana, but at the same time, she's chaste. So what is she supposed to do? She goes inside and intensely prays to the Supreme Lord. Give me the intelligence and the strength to deal with this situation. I'm in dharma sankat. And then she comes out. And then she smiles. Said, please come. Please come inside. And they look at each other. She's calling us inside. Okay. All the three come. And she offers mat. Please sit down. And they sit down. And then she goes inside. And she take one Achaman Patra and intensely prays. And then she comes out. And she says, he sprinkles that water on all this Tridev. And lo and behold, they turn into 6 months toddlers. Moving around, literally completely oblivious to their, as to who they are. They actually turn in every aspect into a 6 months toddlers, covered by the four directions alone, that's all. Imagine, who are these personalities? And then she smilingly takes all the three of them, and there's a beautiful cave there. She goes into the cave, and then she feeds them. And now because she doesn't know who these guys are, to aise bhramar kar rahe the, kya farak padta hai? Now she has to transform them into these beautiful children. She falls in love with these children. They don't have any children anyway, by the way. Chalo, acha ho gaya. Teen vaise bhi bhatkre hue sadhu the. Kya farak padta hai? Now let them remain as they are. And then she makes a palna. I would like to read this. On that place, they had written, one poem, one two-liner. It says, Mata Anusuya ne dal diya palna, jhool rahe teen dev bal karke lalna. Mare khushi ke maya phuli na samati hai, kabhi godi mein leti, kabhi palna jhulati hai. Bolo. Sati Anusuya ki. They're so cute. One is little darkish. One is little bluish. One is very fair. She's so cute. Imagine. Little Krishna, you see. Little Brahma, little Vishnu, little Mahesh. And she's just serving them. She's happy. She says, Abhi, I say rahe bas. Up there is a turmoil there. Suddenly Saraswati sends a WhatsApp message. Aapke Prabhu ji aaye kya ghar vapas? Nahi, aapke? Hum abhi nahi aaye. They are in anxiety and the whole world is in anxiety. The three CEOs are missing. Can you imagine what would be the situation? Major decisions have to be taken. And eventually they realized we made a big mistake. हम लोग जाते थे, why would we send our husbands? ये प्रभु जी को समझता भी नहीं है कैसा डील करना है. And then they come. Imagine three devis are coming, Lakshmi, Saraswati and Parvati are coming. This time they are coming and standing in this pose. Not generally they stand like this. You know, Ashirvad and benediction pose. This time they are in a literally begging pose. All the three are standing like this. And Sati Anusuya comes out and she's so happy. She falls at the feet and she says, no. Don't fall. We have come to fall at your feet. So no. Don't please embarrass me. It's my good fortune that today I am seeing this three devis coming to my home. What a good fortune. No, but we are in misfortune. She doesn't understand because she doesn't know who these people are. And then they explain, Mataji, ye jo hai na, nanne munne, ye hamare Prabhu ji. Inko chhod do. What? She's shocked. This is Vishnu. This is Brahma and this is Shiva. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. I just didn't know. Then she explains what happened. What can I do? And she says, okay, whatever they did, please forgive. And she goes inside, takes Achman. Reverse mantra she chants. More powerful than the Brahmastra. The power of chastity. Then suddenly they turn into their respective Prabhus and go and stand with their respective wives. And all the six are standing. They're extremely pleased with Anusuya. Said, Anusuya, please ask any benediction you want. We want to fulfill. She said, I don't have any desire. But having served these three little children, I have fallen in love with them. So I want these three children. So all the three of them, they say, very soon an amsha of us will manifest through Atri and yourself into three wonderful children. So from Brahma, Brahma's amsha through Atri was born Soma, the moon god. Through the amsha of Shiva, through Atri, to Anusuya was born Durvasa. And through Vishnu, Amsha, through Atri was born to Anusuya, Dattatreya. So in this way, these three wonderful children are born to Anusuya. And then Atri Muni tells the third incident. That one time, there was a Brahmana by the name Ugrashrava, Kaushik. Name was Kaushik Brahman. And this Brahmana, namesake Brahmana, same like this. He was a lumpat. He was actually attached to so many women. And he wasn't of good character yet. All the bad habits was personified in him. Namesake Brahmana. And he had a wife whose name was Shilavati. Now, Shilavati was extremely chaste. And her dharma was to please her husband. And at one time, this thick-skinned, shameless Brahmana, and he had on top of it a leprosy. His body was filled with, you know, leprosy. And he kind of was attracted to a very, very beautiful prostitute who was a very, very high-class prostitute. And shamelessly he goes and tells his wife, I want to enjoy, you facilitate. She goes. She's thinking, how can I can make this? She goes and at night, when everyone is sleeping, she goes to that prostitute's house and cleans up her whole compound, puts it nice, cow dung, everything, every day for quite some time. And this prostitute comes out every morning and she's shocked. Said, who does this? Who does this? And one day, late night, she kind of stays guard and catches this lady. And then she's shocked. She said, what are you? Such a great, you know, pure-hearted Brahmani. What are you doing? Why are you coming here in the first place? And why are you cleaning my place? She literally falls at her feet. She says, I have only one request. She says, this is a husband of mine and he wants to enjoy with you. Now she is shocked. This prostitute is shocked. The wife is coming and making the request. And she says, and also in addition she says, he's full of, you know, he's a leper basically. So she says, okay, you bring him. He can't even walk. So Shilavati takes her husband, just like, you know, in Badrinath when you go, Pithu bolte. They carry on the back. So like that, she takes him and his hand is like that and his feet is like that. And she's taking him. After sunset, she kind of taking him. And as they are going through the forest, there is a sage, Mandavya Muni. This Mandavya Muni, he was sitting one time, the story of this Mandavya Muni, is sitting on in front of his ashram and is in meditation. And suddenly some thieves who have stolen something from the palace, royal palace, they are running and chased by the soldiers. And the thieves come and hide inside Mandavya's ashram. And the soldiers come and shake him up, thinking he's also a thief who is pretending to be a, just to escape. And then they catch him and he's like, rise out of the meditation. And he says, where are the others? Which of us? I don't know. I know you're a thief. You're hiding. Where are the others? Then somehow they enter and they find out. And they think he's also one of the sages, one of the thieves. And at that time, the punishment to those who would steal, especially from the royal palace, was they would be pierced, their body would be pierced, and, you know, through a lance, you know, and from the anus, it's stuck like this, and then they put, like on the cross, not even a cross, just like that, and they put it on the ground. So this person, another, along with the other thieves, like an ordinary thief, he's also put on the lance and he's just kind of sitting there. And then Shilavati is passing with her husband in the middle of the night. And the feet of the husband touches this lance. Already he is in pain. The Mandavya is in pain. In addition, now he gets a jolt because of the lance being stuck, and he's very angry and he looks at, he said, whoever has caused this, by sunrise he shall die. Now Shilavati is shocked. He said, and then she looks and then she understands, but she also understands her situation. How can she live without her husband? And in that anger, her eyes also turns red and she looks at him and she said, if I am chaste to my husband, tomorrow the sun will not rise. And, you know, by looking at her eyes, Mandavya cools down. His anger goes away. And then she looks at her husband. He completely straightens up. He says, chalo ghar chalte. Bahut, main se bahut bada aparad ho gaya, chhama kar do. Completely is transformed. Just by looking at her. And her power and her potency. She says, sun won't rise. And then they go back. And then it is 5 a.m. Brahma Muhurta. The birds are waking up and moving around in the dark. The sun isn't rising. And there is chaos created in the upper realms. Sun is not rising. Son is the ultimate karma yogi. Never takes Sunday leave. It is his day. Sunday. If you want to become a karma yogi, you should worship the sun god. Sunday ho ya Monday. Time to time utho, time to time khatam. So sun doesn't rise. Everyone goes to Brahma, Vishnu, and kuch to karo. Kya ho gaya, main nahi malum. And three of them meditate and they realize, bada danger hai ye tu. We can't play with another sati now. Humko malum hai agle baar kya ho gaya tha. Ba, kaumaram yavanam jara nahi, jara yavanam kaumaram chale gaye. Reverse kar diya tha ino. To ye sati logon ke saath jyada tampering karna achhi baat nahi. So what to do? It takes one thorn to take another thorn. Or to cut one diamond, you need another diamond. This is right. No, thorn is not a good example. So all the three devas, they know the power of sati. So they approach Anusuya. It takes one to know one. They tell Anusuya, you go and convince this Shilavati, please. Sun ko utha do bas. You assure her that her husband will survive. We assure you. Just go and tell her. So this task of convincing Shilavati is given to Anusuya. So Anusuya comes and, you know, and she falls, Shilavati falls at the feet and, Mate, you have come at such a, said, no, let's come to the business first. First, you tell the sun to rise first. But she says, do you understand? For no reason, he told like this, how can I live without my husband? She said, I assure you, I give you assurance that he will live. And then she says, let the sun rise. Can you imagine? She says, let the sun rise. And sun rises. As soon as the sun rises, the husband dies. And instantly he gets up also. Matlab sab bhi khush. Mandavi muni khush. Mera kaam kiya. The fellow died. Sun rose. Everyone is happy. Tridev is happy. She is happy. Husband, in this way, she also is happy and, you know. So, Atri Muni is speaking to Sitaram Lakshman about the glories of Anusuya. Now, why did I go so much into detail of this particular incident? First of all, when we were discussing this in Chitrakoot, we were thinking how when Anusuya did her tapasya during the drought period for 10 solid years, she invoked the Ganga to come and bring life to the whole people of that region. Similarly, this whole world is becoming lifeless without spirituality. And here was a chaste devotee of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada. By his power, by his compassion, he left Vrindavan to bring Vrindavan to everyone and bring everyone to Vrindavan. So Srila Prabhupada, by his austerity, sitting in Radha Damodar for years together, brought Ganga of Gita. You know, it is described in the Gita Sugita Kartavya Kimanyat Shastra Vistarai Yasvayam Padmanabhasya Mukhapadmam Vinishita. Bhagavad Gita came from the lotus mouth of the Lord, Vishnu Vaktat Vinishritaha. Gita Gangodakam Pitva Punarjanma Vityate. Gita is compared to Mother Ganga. This Ganga is come from the lotus mouth, while the other Ganga came from the lotus feet of the Lord. Practically, there is no difference between the feet and the mouth of the Lord. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti. But still, Gita, which has come from the lotus mouth of the Lord, from one perspective, is considered supremely pure. Mala nirmochanam pumsam jalasnanam dine dine sakrit gitamrta snanam samsara malanashanam. And the amazing thing about Srila Prabhupada, a chaste devotee of the Lord, a Krishna Bhakta, the commander-in-chief of Lord Chaitanya's army, he by his tapasya made the Ganga flow in every town and village. You don't have to go to the Ganga. Wherever you are, you can bathe there itself. And Sakrit Gita Amritam. Once, even once reading the Bhagavad Gita as it is, just the purport, Punarjanmana Vidyate. It actually brings life into the dead people of the world. Literally dead. Spiritually dead. And then, the other two stories speak about the chastity. Now, what is in it for us? What do we learn from this? I mean, these stories are really far out. We can't even imagine in this day and age these kind of caliber of people. You know, but the principle remains the same. The power of chastity. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha krunandana. Krishna is our pati. Shriyapati, yagyapati, prajapati, dhyampati, lokapati, dharapati. Patir gati chandhaka vrishni satvatam, prasidatam me bhagavan satam pati. For all the devotees, he is the ultimate pati. Pati means maintainer. In the fifth canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Lakshmi Devi, praying to the Supreme Lord, says, who is fit to be called pati? In this world, there are so many patis. But who is the Parama Purusha? Who is the pati? The ultimate maintainer and enjoyer. Savai pati syad akuto bhayam swayam samantatah pati bhayaturam janam. Two criteria to begin with. The first is Savai pati, only he can be called the real pati. Who? Akuto bhayam swayam. He is absolutely fearless. Who can give shelter to others? Who doesn't need any other shelter? That's a pati. And having taken shelter, samantatah pati bhayaturam, you will absolutely become fearless. The pati must be fearless, and anyone who takes the shelter of that pati should become 100% fearless. That person only is fit to be the called ultimate pati. Ma shuchaha. This is called abhaya hasta. Don't worry, I am here for you. If he gives shelter, no one can make you shelterless. And if he does not give you shelter, in these three worlds, no one can give you shelter. Durvas Muni knows it. No one can give you shelter. So, I would like to just read from the first canto, 8th chapter, where Kunti Devi's prayers. Kunti Devi's prayers in the 8th chapter begins with text number 18. But before she begins her prayer, Shukadeva Goswami, in the 17th verse, just before she begins her prayer, tells who is this person who is going to be expressing her prayers to Krishna. Brahma Tejo Vinirmuktaya, the same thing. Is the extension of this later chapter. Brahma Tejo Vinirmuktair Atmajai Saha Krishnaya Prayana Bhimukha Krishnam Idam Aha Pritha Sati. Thus saved from the radiation of the Brahmastra, Kunti, the chaste devotee of the Lord, and her five sons and Draupadi addressed Lord as he started for home. Here, specifically, Sukadeva Goswami uses the word Sati, or Stut Goswami uses the word Sati to Kunti Devi. And Prabhupada, in the purport, explains what does it mean to be a Sati. Kunti is described herein as Sati, or chaste, due to her unalloyed devotion to Sri Krishna. That's why she is called Sati. One devotee, Gopal Krishna Maharaj's disciple, had come here. Sunday feast he was giving. Forget his name right now. He made a very interesting point. So some people lay allegation to the gopis that they were unchaste. They left their home, they left their husbands to meet Krishna in the middle of the night when he played on the flute standing at Vamshivat. And he made a point, I said, wow, this is amazing. Anyone, if they leave their husband and go to some paramour, from a spiritual point of view, from a moral point of view, from a social point of view, laukika, naisika, dharmika, adhyatmika, from every aspect, it's considered abominable. But even the devatas, even the powerful sages and the acharyas glorify the gopis when they left home and left all their relationships in the middle of the night to meet with a young 16-year-old boy, Krishna. And then he made a point. He said, when a person leaves these kind of relationships, mundane relationships, only for the ultimate pati. And then he made a statement. He said, they left the pati of their body to meet the pati of the soul. In 84 lakh species, all the patis who are sitting here were also patnis. Sometime or the other. In some species or the other. All of us, we have all been passing through all 84 lakh species and had patis and patnis. But there is one pati that has been eternally there. And that is Krishna. Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. We are eternally his part and part. He is the ultimate purusha. Adhyam purana purusham. We are all prakriti, meant to please and satisfy him. So there is absolutely no fault, but rather that's the ultimate perfection to be aspired for by everyone. So, here, Prabhupada is saying, Kunti is described here in as sati or chaste due to her unalloyed devotion to Sri Krishna. Her mind will now be expressed in the following prayers for Lord Krishna. Kunti's prayers are considered worshipable by all the powerful acharyas. Her prayers are often quoted since time immemorial, right from the time Bhagavatam was composed. A chaste devotee, now listen, what does it mean to become chaste? A chaste devotee of the Lord does not look to others, namely any other living being or demigod, even for deliverance from danger. Does not look to anyone else, not even any human beings, not even demigods, what to speak of human beings, to be relieved from danger. That was all along the characteristics of the whole family of the Pandavas. They knew nothing except Krishna. And therefore the Lord was also always ready to help them in all respects and in all circumstances. That is the transcendental nature of the Lord. He reciprocates the dependence of the devotee. One should not therefore look for help from imperfect living beings or demigods, But one should look for all help from Lord Krishna, who is competent to save his devotees. Such a chaste devotee also never asks the Lord for help, but the Lord, out of his own accord, is always anxious to render it. I remember Mataji, our neighbor, Sharad Viharini Mataji. And Sharad Viharini Mataji, our neighbor, was in the compound even before this temple came. You know? So, when she recently left her body, in her memorial, her daughter-in-law made a very interesting statement. That really kind of, I said, wow. And very casually she said, it seems Sharad Viharini Mataji told her daughter-in-law, you know, said, beta, when you come in front of the Lord, she made a statement, this is the essence of Tatte Inukampam Sushamiksamana prayer, which Brahmaji prays in the 10th canto, you know, to the Lord when he appears. And he realizes what is Vrindavan and what is Krishna, who is Krishna. And first time he sees Vrindavan after that consciousness. And that prayer, Sharad Viharini Mataji, to her daughter-in-law, told in a just matter-of-fact way. She said, beta, jab Bhagwan ke samne aap jati ho na, koi maang nahi, koi shikayat nahi. To phir kis liye aa rahe? Bas, darshan ke liye. For his pleasure. Because he is happy when he sees his children. He is very happy. Koi maang nahi, koi shikayat nahi. Generally, people come for this. Chaturvidha vajante maam. Yede Bhagwan, yede Bhagwan. Or shikayat. Aisa kaisa, itna bhakti kiya, aaj aisa ho gaya. Dekhta hai ki nahi tu? Murli wale, murli baja ke kahin aur dekh raha, idhar to dekh. Amitabh Bachchan ringing the ghanti, Bhagwan, kidhar hai tu? So, koi maang nahi, koi shikayat nahi. Then why are you coming? Simply for his pleasure. To give him pleasure. I said, wow, this is such a nice summary. Very easy to speak. Sitting on Sunday morning, knowing that hot khichdi is awaiting us. After the lockdown is over, officially. But to actually, you know, think about it. This is Vrindavan. Consciousness. And who are these Pandavas? According to Brihad Bhagavatamrit, the level of that Brahmana to the South Indian king, from there to Indra, from there to Brahma. Brahma directs them to Lord Shiva. Are I am a fallen. Go to Shiva. Shiva says, Are what is that? You go to Prahlad. Prahlad says, Are I am just remembering the Lord. Hanumanji is actually serving the Lord. Dasya. And Hanumanji says, yes, 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 but you should go to the Pandavas. And when Naraji comes, he says, Yudhishthir, you are so fortunate. The whole world is coming to your palace because the Supreme Absolute Truth is moving around, brushing his shoulders along with all of you as your friend, as your message carrier, as your guide. As your all in all, because you have accepted him as your all in all, he's there for you in every situation. This is the caliber of the Pandavas. This is Braj Prem, where Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya, spontaneous natural love. Only Krishna can come to give this. Prema rasa niryasa karite aswadan, raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan. Rasika shekhar Krishna parama karuna, ei dui hetu hoite ichara udgama. So Lord Krishna says, when people awe and reverence, I am not captivated by that love. prema shithila, aishwarya shithila. By that aishwarya bhav, that prema becomes. This is a natural, spontaneous love. And I would like to, and Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, who has come to give us that prema, he, now, Prabhupada explained, spirituality begins in Bhagavad Gita. Right? Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, Karma. Bhagavad Gita explains the basic spirituality. Everything. You know, like a jigsaw puzzle. Where, what falls into place where? Where Gita ends, Sarvadharman Parityajya, Bhagavatam begins. Dharma Projita Kaita Votra Paramo Nirmat Sarana. Right in the second verse, kicks out all Dharma Artha Kama Moksha and Prema Pumartho Mahani. Binigis is there. Builds up, and goes to the 10th canto, is the smiling face. And those smile are the 5 chapters, Rasa Panchadhyay. And even amongst all the gopis, Anayaradhito Nunam Bhagavan Haririshwara, that personality for which Krishna left all the other gopis is Srimati Radharani. The ultimate personification of pure devotion. Ladini Shakti. Chaitanya Charitamrit begins with that love. Anarpita Charinchirat Karunaya Avatirna Kalau Samarpaitum Unnata Ujjala Rasam Sabhakti Shriyam. The highest love that ever is understood in this creation to give that Lord Chaitanya has come. And you know where Chaitanya Charitamrit, Adi, Madhya and Antya. What is the end of Chaitanya Charitamrit? The 20th chapter of Antya Leela is entitled the Shikshashtakam Prayers. And the end of Shikshashtakam Prayer, the last prayer, is which one? Ashlishya va padaratam pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatam karo yatha tatha va vidadhatu lampato mat prananathas tusa eva naparah. This is the height of chastity where Radharani, her existence, the ultimate personification of chastity to Krishna, she says, Ashlishya, if you want, you embrace me. Padaratam pinashtumam, or you kick me. Or other sunan, you know, or you become, you know, neglect me. Marma hatam karotuva. Or right in front of me, you have enjoyment with others and make me suffer. Yatha tatha va vidadhatu. Lampato. But, mat pranana athastu saivana para. My worshipable Lord is you alone and no one else. Please listen. Here is Krishna himself in the mood of Srimati Radharani, actually experiencing Radharani's love, because he couldn't understand. Krishna also couldn't understand. Therefore he came in the mood of Srimati Radharani with the effulgence and the mood, because he couldn't handle it all. He would be in trouble without that. Therefore Radharani protected his body with her effulgence. Otherwise, he'll go mad when he falls to the ground. He'll hurt himself. He, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, gives purport to this verse. So, please bear with me. This is about 12 verses. I just read this verse. Yeah, this is Antya Leela, 20th chapter, the Shikshashtakam Prayers, text number 45. Ato bhave radhar mana asthira hoila sakhi gana age praudhi shloka je padila. In that mood, The mind of Srimati Radharani was agitated, and therefore she spoke a verse of advanced devotion to her gopi friends. Sei bhave prabhu sei shloka uccharila, shloka uccharite tada rupa apana hoila. In the same spirit of ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that verse. And as soon as he did so, he felt like Srimati Radharani. He actually was in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Ashlishyava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanam marmahatam karotuva yathatathava vidadhatulam pato matprananathastu saivana paraha. Let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet, or let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He is a debauchee after all and can do whatever he likes, but he is still no one other than the worshipable Lord of my heart. Ami Krishna Pada Dasi Teho Rasa Sukharati Alingiya Kare Atma Sahar Kibana Deya Darshana Jarina Mora Tanumana Tabateho Mora Prananath. I am a maidservant at the lotus feet of Krishna. He is the embodiment of transcendental happiness and mellows. If he likes, he can tightly embrace me and make me feel oneness with him. Or by not giving me his audience, he may corrode my mind and body. Nevertheless, it is he who is the Lord of my life. Sakhihe shunamara manera nischay kiba anuraga kare kiba dukha diyamare mora praneshwara krishna anyanay. My dear friend, just hear the decision of my mind. Krishna is the Lord of my life in all conditions, whether he shows me affection or kills me by giving me unhappiness. Chadi anya narigana mora vasha tanumana mora saubhagya prakata kariya tasabare deya pida amasone kare krida sei nari gane dikhaiya. Sometimes Krishna gives up the company of other gopis and becomes controlled mind and body by me. Thus he manifests my good fortune and gives others distress by performing his loving affairs with me. Kibate ho lampata shatha dhrishta sakapata anyanari gana karisan more dite mana pida morage kare krida tabate ho mora prananat. Or since he is after all a very cunning, obstinate debauchee with a propensity to cheat, he takes to the company of other women. He then indulges in loving affairs with them in front of me to give distress to my mind. Nevertheless, he is still the Lord of my life. Nagani apana dukha savevanchi tar sukha amara tatparya more jadi diya dukha tare hoilo mahasukha sei dukha mora sukha varya. I do not mind my personal distress. I only wish for the happiness of Krishna, for his happiness is the goal of my life. However, if he feels great happiness in giving me distress, that distress is the best of my happiness. Je narire vancha Krishna, tare rupe satrishna, tare na paiya hoy dukhi, mui tar pai padi, laya jar hate dhari, krida karaye tare karu sukhi. If Krishna, attracted by the beauty of some other woman, wants to enjoy with her, but is unhappy because he cannot get her, I fall down at her feet, catch her hand, and bring her to Krishna to engage her for his happiness. This is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, she is our only hope. If she recommends Krishna, Krishna, this person is better than me. If she knows what will please Krishna, and Krishna says, all right. Otherwise, we have no hope. और रिकमेंडेशन लेटर इज नीडेड. आईडीसी हो गया, रिकमेंडेशन लेटर. कांता कृष्ण करे रोष, कृष्ण पाए संतोष, सुख पाए तादर भत्सने, यथा योग्य करे मान, कृष्ण करे सुखपान, छाड़े मान अल्प साधने. When a beloved gopi shows symptoms of anger towards Krishna, Krishna is very satisfied. Indeed, he is extremely pleased when chastised by such a gopi. She shows her pride suitably and Krishna enjoys that attitude. Then she gives up her pride with a little endeavor. Rukmini has a different mood. Satyabhama has another mood. Krishna comes from that side. Sometimes you show Bollywood method. Some appointment is given in a park. She is waiting and he's not come. She's looking at the watch. Suddenly he comes a little late. She's very eager to meet, but little rosh. Sei nari jiye kene, Krishna marma vyatha jane, tabu Krishna kare ga. करे गाथा रोष निज सुखे माने काज पदुक तारे सिरे राज कृष्णेर मात्रा चाहिए संतोष. Why does a woman continue to live who knows that Krishna's heart is unhappy but who still shows her deep anger towards him? She is interested in her own happiness. I condemn such a woman to be struck on the head with a thunderbolt, for we simply want the happiness of Krishna. If it makes Krishna happy, the gopis become angry. But if it is not his happiness, they don't care about being angry or being whatever it is. Ultimately, it's for Krishna.
Je gopi more kare dveshe, Krishnera kare santoshe, कृष्ण जा रे करे अभिलाष, मुई तार घरे जाए तारे सेवो दासी होइया, तबे मोरा सुखेर उल्लास. Now this is the height. If a gopi, envious of me, satisfy Krishna and Krishna desires her, I shall not hesitate to go to her house and become her maid servant, for then my happiness will be awakened. And then, Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, quotes a very interesting verse, which I would like you to please attentively hear. Kushti viprera ramani, pativrata shiromani, patilagi koila veshyar seva, stambhila suryera gati, jiaila mritapati, tushta koila mukhyatina deva. The wife of a Brahmana suffering from leprosy manifested herself as the topmost of all chaste women by serving a prostitute to satisfy her husband. She thus stopped the movement of the sun, brought her dead husband back to life, and satisfied the three principal demigods, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. The purport. The Aditya Puran, Markandeya Puran and Padma Puran tell about a Brahmana who was suffering from leprosy but had a very chaste and faithful wife. He desired to enjoy the company of a prostitute, and therefore his wife went to her and became her maid servant just to draw her attention for his service. When the prostitute agreed to associate with him, the wife brought her husband, her leprotic husband. When the leper, the sinful son of a Brahmana, saw the chastity of his wife, he finally abandoned his sinful situation, intentions. While coming home, however, he touched the body of Markandeya Rishi. Here it says, but in the first canto, when Vidura, who is none other than Yamraj, is cursed, there it says Mandavi Rishi, who thus cursed him to die at sunrise. Because of her chastity, the woman was very powerful. Therefore, when she heard about the curse, she vowed to stop the sunrise. Because of her strong determination to serve her husband,
the three deities, namely Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar, were very happy, and then they gave her the benediction that her husband would be cured and brought back to life. This example is given herein to emphasize that a devotee should engage himself exclusively for the satisfaction of Krishna without personal motives. That will make his life successful. I'll read three more verses before I say some final words. Krishna mora jivana, Krishna mora pranadhana, Krishna mora pranira paran. Hridaya upare dharu, seva kari sukhi karu, ei mora sada rahe dhyan. Krishna is my life and soul. Krishna is the treasure of my life. Indeed, Krishna is the very life of my life. I therefore keep him always in my heart and try to please him by rendering service. That is my constant meditation. Mora sukha sevane, Krishna sukha sangame, atayeva deha denadan. Krishna more kanti kari, kahe more praneshwari, mor hai dasi abhiman. My happiness is in the service of Krishna, and Krishna's happiness is in union with me. For this reason, I give my body in charity to the lotus feet of Krishna, who accepts me as his loved one and calls me his most beloved. It is then that I consider myself his maid servant. Kanta seva sukhapura, sangama haite sumadhura, tate sakshi lakshmi thakurani, narayana hridisthiti, tavupada sevayamati, seva kare dasi abhimani. Service to my lover is the home of happiness and is more sweet than direct union with him. This is interesting. Huh? Service to my lover is the home of happiness and is more sweet than direct union with him. In this world, nobody wants to be a servant. Everyone wants to have union. Because that's considered the highest enjoyment. The goddess of fortune is evidence of this. Lakshmiji is evidence of this. For although she constantly lives on the heart of Narayan, on the Vakshasthala, Vakshasthale, you know, as Sri Vatsa, she wants to render service to his lotus feet. She therefore considers herself a maid servant and serves him constantly. Ei radhara vachana vishuddha prema lakshana aswadaye sri gaura rai bhave mana nahi sthira satvike vyape shashi sharira mana deha dharana na jaye. These statements by Srimati Radharani show the symptoms of pure love for Krishna tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that ecstatic love, his mind was unsteady. Transformations of transcendental love spread throughout his entire body, and he could not sustain his body and mind. And this is the concluding verse of this section. Brajera vishuddha prema, jena jambu nadahema, atma sukher jaha nahi gandha. Se prema janaye loke, prabhu kaila sei shloke, pade kaila arthera nirbandha. The pure devotional service in Vrindavan is like the golden particles in the river Jambu. In Vrindavan, there is not a trace of personal sense gratification. It is to advertise such pure love in this material world that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written the previous verse and explained its meaning. And it is that love of Vrindavan that is our aspiration as per our Acharya's guidance. Especially in this month of Kartik, you know, we do this Damodarashtakam. And we pray this, as Satyavrata Muni also says, Idam te vapurnatha gopala balam sadame manasya kimanya. I don't need anything else. Not even spiritual world, if this is what pleases you. this has taken us to the our head to the clouds. But now let us bring our feet to the ground. This understanding is intellectually very satisfying. But you know, anyone who is sincere thinks practical hai kya ye hamare jeevan mein, is jeevan mein. One thing is it practical? Are we hypocrites? Hey, one hand we are chanting and anything happens, we run to some other shelter. Are we really devotees? This is like PhD level and we are at the KG level. So this is something. This is the first question. I would like to answer this question. The same Pandavas in the Mahabharata, when they were going to the forest and thousands of Brahmanas followed, saying that we don't want to live under Duryodhan, we will come with you. He said, I am in the forest, I can't feed you. He said, I don't care, we will eat some Kandamool, yeah, we will come with you. He is in tremendous anxiety. And then there is, you know, Chitraratha, the Gandharva, attacks them. Ultimately, he is defeated. And then he says, why did you attack us? Arjun says, why did you attack us? He said, because you people, and he, before leaving, he says, because you are not guided by a proper authority. You are just wandering in the forest. You are not guided by a proper Brahmana authority. That is the time, under the instruction of Chitraratha, they accept Dhaumya Rishi as their spiritual counselor. And his Brahmanas are coming. And then Yudhishthir Maharaj asks, he said, how can I feed them? They may say anything, but I am responsible. And that is the time Dhaumya speaks about how the sun is the source of all nourishment. Sun and moon together. Moon gives juice into that and sun gives the life to the plants. And that's how all the food is made. So you should worship the sun. And he gives them 108 names of the sun. You do this, you will get the facility to feed all the Brahmanas. And he approaches the sun. And Akshay Patra comes. Suryadev gives him food for life. Dekho bhai, dopar tak chalega, jab tak Draupadi nahi khayegi, unlimited cooking hoga. Draupadi khane ke baad agle din bas. So we find he's taking shelter of the sun god for his practical purposes. Their heart is 100% surrendered to Krishna. So Mahabharata speaks about, in terms of dharmartha kama, how they may be taking apparent shelter of certain immediate authorities. But their heart of heart, the soul, they know who the source of all that is. Even if this person is able to fulfill, it is only because it is sanctioned by the Lord. So sometimes it is misunderstood. But when we read, Mahabharata speaks about dharmecha, arthecha, kamecha, moksecha, bhartarsabha, yadi hasita danyatra yanne hasina kutrachit. Speaks about dharma, artha, kama, moksha, to dojo. And Bhagavad speaks about dharma projita kaitravataparam. So internally practice the aspiration of Bhagavatam and externally live life in this world as per the Gita, and which is the essence of the Mahabharata. So it is perfectly harmonious. But one should aspire in the core of their heart to be 100% shaking shelter, unalloyed, as सरद बिहारी माता जी से, कोई मांग नहीं, कोई शिकायत नहीं, जस्ट फॉर कृष्णस प्लेजर. व्हाई एम आई चैंटिंग? बिकॉज कृष्ण इज प्लीज्ड. इट प्लीजेस कृष्णा टू सी हिम, आई मीन टू सी अस कमिंग टूगेदर. विच फादर तासाम ब्रह्म महद्योनिर अहम बीज प्रद पिता. इट गिव्स प्लेजर टू कृष्णा व्हेन ही सीज ऑल द डिवोटीज कमिंग टूगेदर एंड ग्लोरिफाइंग हिम, चैंटिंग हिम, रिलेटिंग लविंगली, असिस्टिंग, इंस्पायरिंग, प्रोटेक्टिंग, एनकरेजिंग ईच अदर. सो वी डू दैट जस्ट टू प्लीज कृष्णा. एंड इफ कृष्णा इज प्लीज, यस्मिन तुष्टे जगत तुष्टम, बाई डिफॉल्ट वी आर प्लीज. गोपीज नेवर वॉन्ट टू प्लीज देमसेल्स, वेदर दे ड्रेसिंग अप, वेदर दे वॉट एवर दे डू. बट द अमेजिंग पार्ट इज दे रिसीव प्लेजर 10 million टाइम्स मोर देन वॉट कृष्णा एक्सपीरियंसेस. कृष्णा इज द सुप्रीम एंजॉयर. वी आर एक्चुअली सो actually stupid. We are not intelligent. Because we, if we realize by being like this, nadanam, najanam, nasundarim, actually we are the highest selfish. The highest point of selfishness is aspiring for the pleasure of Krishna, by which the soul is completely satisfied. But it takes time, you know, because we have a very thick covering, avratam jnanam etena, to penetrate that. So therefore Lord Chaitanya has given us this process. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, here is, sometimes we take shelter of the medicine, sometimes we take shelter of doctor, sometimes we take shelter of astrology, sometimes we take vastu, sometimes we take shelter of other devatas. And what we understand, scriptures say, Gita, the Bhagavad, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Supreme Lord Chaitanya himself, absolute, you know, Mami Janmani Janmani Ishwari Bhavatad Bhakti Rahituki. How do we reconcile? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Chaitanya Shikshamrita explains, first follow the proper Varnashram. Be situated properly. Be steady, be stable in one's devotional, in one's duties of the body and the mind. Duties of the body, take care of the body, keep it stable. Keep the mind steady. Keep, I mean, prepare for the afterlife. That's what Varnashram is all about. Following one's dharma. And aspire to move towards pure devotional service. Five things basically. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan Mathura Vasa Srimurtira Shraddhaya Sevan Sakala Sadhana Sreshta Ei Pancha Anga Krishna Prema Janma Ei Panchera Alpa Sangha. Five important things. Sadhu Sangha. We mold our life in such a way that we prioritize while living a very balanced life in the world, steady life in the world, not going to the extreme. Ati ko chodo aur yukt ko jodo. Na ati asnatastu yogosti, na chai kantam anasnataha, na chai ati swapnashila se jagrato, yukta ahara vihara se, yukta karma se, yukta swapnava bodha se yogo bhavati. Don't be extreme. This way or that way. Ati bhakti, chore lakshan. Or like a pendulum going to the other extreme. One day 64 rounds, then 64 days no rounds. You know, swinging from one end to the other. So, first thing is balance. Just be sober. Steady yourself. Put yourself on a proper platform. Then, internally, antare nishtha karo bahya loka vyavahar, achirat krishna tumai karibe uddhar. Antare nishtha karo, internally, increase the hankering. While externally, bahya loka vyavahar, be pound, shilling and pence man. Be sharp, be shrewd. be worldly wise. But internally, hankering should increase. So, increasing sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavat shravan, and mathura vas. So Prabhupada says, by his mercy, we have a temple which is non-different from wherever Krishna is served. They are non-different from the holy dhams. To the extent we are in a proper consciousness. And Sri Murtira Shraddhaya Sevan. By serving the deities, by just coming in front of them, giving them pleasure, satisfaction, happiness. Sakala sadhana sreshtha ei pancha anga. Krishna prema jalmai ei panchera alpa sanga. So as the conviction increases here, gradually those varnashram duties which are contrary to pure devotional things, gradually give it up. So there was this Devi to which we used to offer meat every year because that is our parampara, our family ancestrally we have been doing. And during Shraddha, because in our tradition, family tradition is whatever was the favorite, if the favorite was some meat item, then we serve because these people are telling like that we should do. There may be so many other injunctions of the scriptures which are contrary to devotional principles. Only those things which are contrary can be given. And in its place, these five are expanding. The pure devotional things should expand. And as it expands, there are only 24 hours we have. And when this expands and there is less time, so which should we throw? Just like when we have a lot of luggage, then we think of, and we have a limited luggage we can carry. Then you have to think, you know, isme se kaun sa phek sakte hain, kaun sa rakh sakte hain. First, everything you want. But when it question of restricted space or restricted time or restricted weight, then you start judging. I saw in the airport one fellow, 1-2 kilo kam ho gaya. He was sitting and eating chocolates, 1 kilo. He didn't want to throw it in the dust. And he couldn't carry it. Because they are not going to weigh him, only his luggage. Anyway, so you have to dispose of something. So, unfavorable things you reject. And then, still if this is expanding, this is coming. Time consuming things. I used to do this shataka, this ashtaka, this person's shataka, this person's sahastra. But now, because this is expanding, only when this is expanding, otherwise continue that. Internally expand this. Externally, as the time, increases. Essentially, and eventually, at a suitable time, by the mercy of the Lord, we may sometimes not understand, because it seems too high for us, these kind of stuff. Raga bhakti. I remember His Holiness Radhanath Swami was giving one talk one time. He was talking about Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj's austerities. 6 months he did not. First month he ate only dry leaves. Next month only water. Third month only air. And that too once in 3 days. Then once in 6 days. Once in 9 days. Air. Kumbhak. Abhi 3 din chutti. And eventually he stopped breathing. And then he was standing on his toes. So Maharaj was telling, very beautiful. I felt it very, very sobering advice. He said, so Dhruva Maharaj was eating only dry leaves and then some, water. We can at least take a vow. We will eat only what is offered. Bhale chappan bhog ho. At least this much we can do. He was standing on his toes for 6 months. At least we can stand up if you are sleeping during japa. I mean, I felt it to be so much sobering, so much grounding us. The problem with Krishna consciousness, when we take it up, our aspiration is here and we are here. Two things can happen. Some people feel it is a hypocrisy. We are talking about this. हम लोग यार बेसिक चीज नहीं कर पा रहे इसीलिए छोड़ ही दो यू विल फील लाइक ए हिपोक्रेसी एंड ग्रेजुअली विल गिव इट अप बिकॉज वी हियर अबाउट ना धनम ना जनम ना सुंदर और दिन भर तो इसीलिए भाग रहे हम लोग और वी गो इन टू अ गिल्ट ट्रिप छी आई एम सो फॉलन हम सुनते हैं प्रवचन में इतना अरे प्रवचन बोलने वाला भी उतरने के बाद कम से कम मैं बोल सकता हूं कि प्रवचन चा वांगा बोलते हैं समटाइम्स वी व्हेन वी आर सिटिंग हियर वी आर सपोज टू प्रेजेंट द कंक्लूजन्स बट साइमल्टेनियसली द फैक्ट इज इट इज अ वेरी हाई लेवल अनर्पित चरिंचिरात नेवर गिवन बिफोर इन दिस होल डे ऑफ ब्रह्मा एंड दैट टू हूम टू अस तापी तापी जत छिलो So, this extreme or that extreme people go. But by understanding, no. We may externally take shelter of some of these things, but heart of heart we should be convinced. Siddhanta boliya chitte na karo alas, iha hoite Krishna lage sudrudha manas. Through philosophical understanding that, yes, we are a far way, it's only by the mercy of the Lord. But at the same time, we take our baby step. Somebody sent me a nice WhatsApp message. I like that. He said, you know, like a boxing ring and fella has fallen flat. He got punched and then he's fallen flat. And then it says, you lose not when you fall flat, but when you refuse to get up. You are a loser only when you, not when you fall flat. They fall flat. But 1, 2, 3. फिर से उठ गया. 1, 2. 10 count है बाबा. So similarly, Maya, हर एक flat. छुट्टी छोला 16 दिन के लिए छुट्टी अभी. 1, 2. Krishna count. उठ जा. हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण. अच्छा हरे कृष्ण फिर से उठाएंगे. 1 more है. You know, it's like you've fallen. But at least try to get up. Hoping against hope. That is Damodar Leela. We, from our side of the contract is, ghumate raho beta, diya ghumate raho. Us. You know, our Gaur Gopal Prabhu told that very interesting story. So, kisi ke ghar ke saamne itna bada chattan, raste ke saamne pad gaya. बोला भी क्या करें जगह ही नहीं मेरे को रास्ता ही नहीं है आकाशवाणी हुई बेटा मैं भगवान बोल रहा हूं धक्का मार थैंक यू माय लॉर्ड आई न्यू यू आर देयर एनी काइंड ऑफ पुश 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 हिला नहीं एक दिन हो गया दो दिन हो गया एक हफ्ता हो गया दो हफ्ता तीन हफ्ता एक महीना छह महीना महाराज छह महीना को ध्रुव महाराज को भी दर्शन हो गया धक्का मार रहा हूं एक मिलीमीटर हिल नहीं रहा है एंड इट सीम्स द लॉर्ड केम एंड ही सेड बेटा तेरे को सिर्फ मैं धक्का मारने बोला था हिलाने नहीं बोला था हिलाना काम मेरा है धक्का मारना काम तेरा है जस्ट लुक एट योर सेल्फ एंड ही लुक्ड एट हिमसेल्फ नाउ यू हैव बिकम मस्क्युलर इट्स एज इफ लाइक प्रैक्टिसिंग इन द जिम नाउ यू लुक इन द मिरर यू हैव बिकम वेरी स्ट्रांग तू धक्का मारते रह हिलाने का काम मेरा है सो यशोदा वॉज ट्राइंग देर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ बाइंडिंग कृष्ण देर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ अटेनिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस इन दिस लाइफ व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ प्रेम इवन बेसिक डिवोशन वी कांट मेंटेन बट आवर एफर्ट इज जस्ट टू ट्राई एंड इट इज कृष्ण इज अच्युत ही विल नॉट फेल इन हिज पार्ट ऑफ द कॉन्ट्रैक्ट We have to keep up, that's all. Maam anusmara yudhyacha. Tasmat sarveshu kalesh. Kartik Maas ki jai. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, on this auspicious occasion of the disappearance day of Gaur Kishore Das Javaji Maharaj, we would like to announce the names of all the participant devotees who have completed their Bhakti Shastri course in the last 2 years. So, we will be distributing certificates. Radha Gopinath Prabhu will be personally giving out the certificates. So, we will call out the names and please come one by one.
Just one thing. Before we hand you the certificate, I would like to tell you what His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj told to the first group of Bhakti Shastri people who were appearing for exam. First time in our temple we conducted the Bhakti Shastri exam. So everyone was about to write and one lady, she called the invigilator and she said, Prabhuji, I am only seeing stars. It was noon time and the tube lights were on. AC was on. She's telling, I can't see anything. It's only stars. So don't worry. Continue to write. Things will start visible. Things will become visible. And then Maharaj was called. And Maharaj made an interesting statement. He said, you may become Bhakti Shastri and you may get this certificate. And I'm sure you may very nicely want to frame this certificate and put it in your home. Which is nice. But above this frame, you should put another verse on the frame. And this you must practice. This is real Bhakti Shastri. And we have put it in our ashram also. This is in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Balaram speaking to Romaharshana. Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shishyo Dhitya Bahunicha, Setihas Puranani, Dharma Shastrani Sarvashaha, Adantasya, Avinitasya, Vrtha Panditamaninaha, Na Gunaya Bhavantisma, Natasya Iva Ajitatmana. That first verse speaks about the qualification of the person. Who is Romaharshan Sutta, who is sitting on the Vyasasan and speaking to the thousands of sages? So number one, Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shishya, directly disciple of Vyasdev. So what an amazing good fortune. Direct disciple of Vyasdev. Adhitya Bahunicha. All the scriptures are kanthastha. Everything, you know, on the fingertips, as they say. Adhitya Bahunicha. So itihasa, puranani, dharma shastrani, sarvasha. They knew all the scriptures, they knew all the verses. And the next verse speaks about the problem. Adantasya, he is not able to control his senses. Avinitasya, they are not humble. Vidya dadati vinayam. Vritha pandita manina, they think themselves just because they have a certificate. I am a bhakti shastri. Bhakti vaibhav. Bhakti sarabhavam. Bhakti vedanta. Vritha pandita manina. Na gunaya bhavantishma. Not decorated with good qualities. Natasya iva ajitatmana. Therefore it is simply dramatics. So, of course, I'm just repeating. It's wonderful that we have this opportunity. Prabhupada wanted that every devotee, sincere devotee, should study these books and, you know, there is a commitment. Once we take a course, more than anything, there is a commitment to study. Karna hi padta hai, abhi register kar diya to. But maybe at that time you may not understand, but later we will be able to appreciate and relish. So I would really like to congratulate all the devotees who have successfully completed. And please remember these two shlokas and above your certificate, make one small, lamination at least of this shloka and also put it, just to remind you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So Anita Kanwar Mataji. Anjali Sharma. Jaimal Singh Saud. Naina Kudikala. Neeta Dalal. Priya Kohli. Rahul Alachpur. Rahul Alachpur, Sachin Kudikala, Sachin Vichare, Vivek Bhambani, Daksha Kolge, Keshavan Subramanian, Megha Shah, Keshavan Subramanian, sir. Megha Shah, Nagesh Telang, Sobhan Sasmal, Sucheta Telang, Sujata Kamath, Vidya Joshi, Mohini Shanbag, Akash Kolekar, Deepak Sahu, Dinesh Pote, Chandan Kumar, Gauri Pause, Jai Kishan Moria, Jai Kishan Lolekar, Jitanshu Naik, Kailash Vyas, Preeti Oza, Maheshwar Panigrahi, not there. Mandar More, not there. Mandar More, Nisha Sampat, Neelam Thapa, Preeti More, Sachin Homukhe, Sharad Vaman. Sumit Garg. Vijay Babu. Sumit Garg. Mruti Chavda. Yoga Krishnan. This also? Not come. Mallika Pattabhiraman.
What is this certificate?
This is participation.
Participation. Vandana Kothari. And Sulakshana Bhanushali. Not there, right? Don't say anything. So thank you, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, for sparing your time. And thank you for all the participants for successfully completing all the modules. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.